is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on food safety campaigns seem winnable. Reading an article in the New Yorker called A Bug in the System by Will S. Hilton got me thinking over the last couple of days. Early in the piece, the reporter presented some arresting figures. Each year, contaminated food sickens 48 million Americans, of whom 128,000 are hospitalized and 3,000 die. 48 million Americans is something like one out of seven folks, almost 15%. 128,000 people in the hospital, 3,000 people dying. Talk about a mass base for a campaign. How's a problem like that slip by unattended? Hilton goes on to say, Salmonella is both common and potentially lethal. It infects more than a million Americans each year, sending 19,000 victims to the hospital and killing more people than any other foodborne pathogen. A recent USDA study found that 24% of all cut-up chicken parts are contaminated by some form of salmonella. Another study by Consumer Reports found that more than a third of chicken breasts have salmonella, and that salmonella carries a drug-resistant strain. I'm kidded by a comrade and friend about my food consumption program. I'm forced to eat pretty healthy at home, but basically I've eaten frozen dinners for decades because I have about 3 minutes worth of patience for the cooking process by the time I hit home every night. Certainly there are groups working on these kinds of issues. The New Yorker talks about some country, Norway I think, that's beaten the problem down to almost nothing. They tout a Seattle-based lawyer who claims to have won $600 million for victims in various lawsuits while collecting $120 million for himself and his firm, which probably guaranteed that the article caught the eye of more lawyers than organizers. Still, somehow the numbers are so huge and the target so vulnerable that it troubles me that something must be missing if we haven't won food safety yet. It's mind-boggling to imagine the number of actions that are possible and the targets that are available for some slice of almost 50 million people getting sick and not happy about it. Does anyone really buy chicken if folks are picketing and leafleting a grocery store where they bought something that made them sick, or a restaurant? And if it's a supplier, is it that hard to track the chain to the store, to consumers? Heck, this may be one of the few clear areas where social media could really be weaponized if mobilized into action. So the foundational challenge, as it is in so many organizing situations, is how to find all these people, how to build the list. Public health reports are clearly public information and would identify conditions at all kinds of food purveyors, though the boots on the ground doing such inspections are part of the public sector cutbacks and cities and states as well, but there will be targets. How about the hospital emergency room? Is there a requirement for hospitals to report food poisoning cases as public health concerns? In the late 1970s, in the lawsuit Dallas Acorn versus Parkland Hospital District in Dallas, Texas, we won a decision that allowed us to set up tables in the waiting rooms of the public hospital to talk to people about the organization and its fights around health issues then. We're researching now whether or not that decision is endured sufficiently in public facilities to be useful in a number of campaigns. How long would we have to leaflet and set up at all manner of hospitals in order to hit a critical mass of potential food poisoning victims to move into action? A couple of weeks, months, what? Everybody needs to think about this, because the one thing I'm sure of is that if 48 million people are being brought to their knees in front of toilets every year and stretched across their beds moaning while holding their stomachs, where there's a will, there's a way to find a lot of these people. Once found, I'd make a big bet that they could be put into action. There are few things more satisfying than the fight for justice, but there's a reason people speak of revenge as sweet. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.